Metro commuters, your attention please. The next Metro train approaching your station will be a Metro Express train and will not stop.
Welcome to Voices Carry Live. Beautiful fall scenery there. I am currently in a... Hello, welcome to Voices Carry Live. I'm currently in a Woodman's parking lot on my way home. If you've been watching the series, my family and I went camping, and we are in a Woodman's parking lot, a 24-hour store out here in the Midwest. And this is specifically made for Carrie. So you know what a Woodman's is and how you can get lost in there for days on end. So please send help if you see this video. We spent like 8 hours in there. So we're on our way back. No studio today, but I did put a show together. I did some set decoration. And it's actually a fun show, like some local sports and some Halloween events and some like a brain blast I had when I was surfing eBay looking for my historical carry mentions. So let's dive into it. So the Jules at 696 Northwest Highway has your candy headquarters pretty much. They say on their X feed, haven't gotten your candy yet, or did you buy it and eat it already? How do they know? No worries, we have bags of Hershey's Mars fun size candy. So I was thinking about this. I went to Sam's Club and I saw the their bags of candy for Halloween, and they're not cheap. I went to Jewel, and they're pretty much the same price, almost the same price per ounce, which I will always spend a little more, to shop local. So, you've heard it here. If you haven't gotten your, Halloween supplies, head to the local Jewels and they'll take care of you. McHenry County Trick or Treat. I thought this would be fun to pull up. This is a list by list, city by city list of hours of trick or treating, and I thought this was kind of like a fun comparison to see who was kind of the most rebel, town, and who was kind of shutting it down early. So right there, you can see who's the latest there. Looks like everybody shuts it down at 8 for the most part for the latest. And the earliest, Fox River Grove coming in at 7:30. They didn't quite push 8. They didn't want to do 8. They pulled the trigger on 7:30. Crystal Lake, 7. Cary, 7. But yeah, if you're out in Harvard, Huntley, Lake in the Hills, you can be doing trick-or-treating up until 8. But Cary, it's 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Lake in the Hills starting at 2. They're, last year it was snowing. It snowed more on Halloween than it did on Christmas Day. But that was a fun, that was kind of like a fun wet, like a wet snow that Halloween. That was a fun time. And that was my daughter's first time when she started to connect the dots of like free candy. I just have to dress up. So that was fun to have the snow that day. Okay, so the Cary Area Public Library. We're in the process of adding colored tape to the spines of reader collection books to help caregivers identify the best level for their beginning reader. It's a fun little insider baseball. So if you see the colors on the spine, if you go to that link, they'll have a color code key for you. I remember when my grandmother was alive, she always did the large print books, and she would don't tell them she did this, but she would put like a little, just a little dot on a specific page to remember that she had read it, so that when my mom would go get it, she would know that my grandmother had, her mom would had already read it. So maybe there's some sort of resource there to I'm sure that your library card keeps track, so maybe there's a resource there. Instead of putting a little dot somewhere on the book, maybe there's technology there. Maybe we can reach out to the library and see if there's a solution for that. I'm sure there is. They're amazing over there. Today is National First Responders Day, so thank you to all police, fire, EMS, dispatchers too. Thank you for everything you do, and carrying that weight of responsibility and 24 hours a day, keeping us safe. So thank you very much. And I thought this tied in with that pretty well as Cary Park District. The Cary Park District Preschool had the firefighters over. I always love doing these because you got to dress up in your gear, and it's important for kids to see a firefighter dressed up in everything, including like the mask, helmet, because especially like if you're in a house that's smoke filled, it's pretty safe to say that's your first time as a child, or even as an adult, having that experience, and it's this stress is high. So if you're a child and you've never seen a firefighter before in full turnout gear, that could be scary, and you would want to hide. So that's why we would do that, and that's what they were doing out there today. That looked like a lot of fun, and interacting with the kids and stuff. That, they always ask so many questions, which keeps us keep always kept me on my game. I love questions because it, gets to, have you just nerd out and just go off on a tangent about something, and you never know what's going to stick with them to where that, increases their curiosity. So thank you to the Cary Fire Department for doing that. Northwest Herald switched from an I-Pass transponder to the new I-Pass sticker at an upcoming event in McHenry. I put this in there. They're switching from the old plastic transponders to stickers, which is it looks like it's going to have some tear safety things on there to where it's hard to tear off to transfer vehicles. So that's what they might be doing. And there's also a whole bunch of fun other tracking that they have with that, along with that, other than toll roads, but we can get into that at another show. The McHenry County Conservation District, the dear equivalent of your mom licking her finger to wipe something off your face and embarrassing you in front of your friends. Thought that was a cute picture. Thank you, Conservation District. The Golden Ratio, which is a local robotics team. When you're done roboting and feeling kind of fun, it's time to go get some ice cream at our favorite ice cream store, our sponsor, Cary Dairy. You can see there, they're all, looks like they just got done working, wrenching away on their robots. If you've never heard of this robotics team, it's a there's all boys in this picture, but there are girls in there as well. So I would look into it for your son or daughter, if that's what they're interested in. Another McHenry County Conservation District. The yellow-rumped warblers are back. While these birds do not nest in our area, we see them in spring and fall during migration. Did any of you see that new bird feeder? I saw it at Walmart and the Sam's Clubs. It keeps track of birds, and it'll like identify which bird. And I had a product idea for this before I saw that come out, but it actually like kept it. Each bird, it's like kind of like a fingerprint, pretty much, for how the birds have different colors in different areas. And it'd be cool to see where that bird was as the network of the cameras grow. I'm sure that's, I wonder, I have to look into the ones that they had at the store to see if they had that, or if that's something that they might be rolling out. But it'd be cool to see like where that bird was and had migrated to. To kind of put a story along with the bird. Cary Grove Trojans football will play at 7 p.m. this Friday against Nicholas Senn High School. Looks like Cary Grove 9. It was Harvard 2, Cary Grove 1, but I thought it was kind of a class act how they closed this out. It says the sun sets on our 2024 season. Thank you for everyone for sticking by us this season. To the families and fans that supported us, cheered us on, and hosted us for dinners in their homes. And finally, to the players for never giving up, for their time commitments and hard work and supporting themselves and one another and their image of what it means to be Cary Grove. And then they kind of signed off for seniors. Thank you all for what you have done for this program. We hope you can look back at your time with Cary Grove Soccer as a positive and enjoyable one. You're always welcome back to stop by and catch up with the players and coaches. I thought that was a class act how they closed out the season. Wanted to share that with you. And then finally, MCC enroll in one of MCC's short-term healthcare programs to become an NHA certified phlebotomist, EKG technician, pharmacy technician, or medical assistant in under a semester. When I worked at the hospital, I worked at a level one trauma center and a few other hospitals, but the phlebotomist, I have to say, was probably the coolest job in the hospital because they were never just set up in one office. They had a cart, and they got to literally go all around the hospital drawing blood and talking with people, meeting new people. Every phlebotomist I've ever met, for the most part, has really enjoyed their job. The other thing, if somebody out there watching is interested in the medical field and getting their feet wet, and they know they want to go to be a physician's assistant or be a doctor. There was something when I worked in the ER. There's something called Scribe America. So if you look up Scribe, like Scribe America, you will see what they do is they pretty much spend their entire time in the emergency room. It's a company that provides a service to the hospital for doctors. So like in the ER, a patient would come in and then a doctor would go and see them, and the scribe would follow this doctor around everywhere. So it's just a flash flood of everything, of like real world stuff. Even if you're not interested in becoming a doctor, I highly recommend it for somebody wanting to get into or going through schooling. Flexible schedules. Oh, there goes my lights. And then flexible schedules, and then you learn a lot because you follow these physicians around. And that was my biggest advice to anybody wanting to get into healthcare was look up Scribe America, and they have scholarships as well. So that's my tidbit. coming to you live from a Woodman's parking lot. You can see my, I hope you can see my passion for making this work and to bringing our community together, having a better conversation than what social media has given us. A lot of uncertainty with the national election right now, but with no matter what happens on a national scale, I want my goal with this program is to make community one and bring, you know, start talking with neighbors. If I can be the butt of a joke for something I screwed up on and it sparks conversation and people talking, that's a win in my book. So thank you for joining me today. I'm not going to step foot in Woodman's for a while now because I became disoriented in there with how many aisles there were. My family had a fun time in there. Thank you for joining me, and we will see you tomorrow in studio. Have a great night. You're confirmed at T-10 seconds. Counting.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody pulled in the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.
Play nice.